This is SBS Audio.
Memahami dan bertutur dalam bahasa Inggeris mampu membantu anda dalam kehidupan seharian di Australia. SBS kini melancarkan sebuah podcast bertujuan membantu anda mempelajari dan mempertingkatkan pemahaman anda dalam bahasa Inggeris. Podcast Pelajari Bahasa Inggeris menumpukan perhatian terhadap aktiviti seharian kehidupan di Australia dan menerangkan perbualan serta istilah yang digunakan. Sila layari sbs.com.au/learnenglish melalui app SBS Audio atau dari platform podcast pilihan anda.
Learning English helps me to talk about books.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, my name is Josipa and I'm a bookworm. Oh yes, I'm one of those people who spends a lot of time reading books in quiet, comfortable corners. I enjoy how you can imagine you're in a totally different place or time. My love for books started very early. Actually, if you were to ask my mom what I used to do in my childhood, she would straight away say,
"Growing up, Josipa always had her nose in books."
I think you can imagine what this means. If your nose is that close to the book, you are reading with very strong interest. And how about you? Are you a bookworm like me? Or do you have your nose in books only occasionally? Reading is not only enjoyable, but also a helpful way to improve our language skills. When we read, we discover new words, understand grammar better. So picture this. Alan and Claire are sitting across from each other in a cozy corner of a coffee shop. They sip their hot drinks, enjoying the inviting aroma of freshly ground coffee that fills the air. Soft sunlight enters through the window, warming the room. Oh, look! Alan is holding a book in his hand.
So, have you read it yet?
I tore through it in a day. I couldn't put it down.
Me too. I stayed up all night reading it. It's such a page-turner.
Starting a conversation about books and reading is a great way to connect with people. I've met so many friends by asking people about books. And it's simple to start a conversation. You could try asking a question like,
"Have you read any good books lately?"
Or,
"Are you reading anything interesting at the moment?"
Or you could use the question we heard Alan say at the start of the dialogue when he said,
"Have you read this book yet?"
When we use the word "yet" at the end of the sentence, we are also saying that we expect that whatever we are talking about will eventually happen in the future. And Claire said,
"I tore through it in a day. I couldn't put it down."
"I tore through it in a day" is something we say when we have read a book very quickly, usually because it was so interesting that we just couldn't stop. Or, as Claire says,
"I couldn't put it down."
"Oh, I stayed up all night reading it. It's such a page-turner."
A page-turner is a book that is so interesting that the reader really wants to know what happens next. A page-turner usually has a very exciting plot that keeps you guessing so that you never know what is going to happen next. And do you know what a plot is? A plot is the sequence of events and actions that make up the storyline of a book or film. Let's say that Claire has just tried to read a book, but she didn't like it because the plot wasn't very interesting. So she could say,
"I couldn't get into it."
That means that she just could not get interested enough in the plot or the characters. Now, let's say that Alan was trying to read a book with a plot that was so boring that he just couldn't get into it. He could not become interested in it. In that case, he could say,
"I struggled to finish it."
And what was the last book you read like? Was it a page-turner? a book you just couldn't put down? Or was it something you couldn't get into? Did you struggle to finish it? Or did you tear through it in a day? I love to read before I fall asleep, and I go through all kinds of genres. I read thrillers,
stories that have intense plots where you just don't know what will happen next and are so gripping that they keep me on the edge of my seat.
Crime stories.
Stories that deal with the world of police investigations and explore motives and the consequences of crime.
I also like romantic literature.
Books that explore themes of love and passion.
If you see me on the beach, I could well be reading just about anything from chick lit to literature novels. Chick lit is
genre of literature set in modern times that follows the experiences of female main characters as they live, love, and develop in a light-hearted way.
Fiction books that value artistic expression we call literature novels. They usually explore complex ideas and the depths of human experience as well as telling a story. But did you know that we can use the word book in everyday language when we want to talk about how well we understand someone? Let's say Claire can easily understand what Alan is thinking. She could say,
he's an open book.
On the other hand, if Alan finds it difficult to understand what Claire is thinking, he could say,
Claire's like a closed book. I never know what she's thinking.
We can also use the word book when we want to offer an opinion on something. For example, we could say,
in my book, a cozy blanket, hot chocolate and nice company make for a perfect evening.
I agree with Claire. That sounds like a perfect way to spend an evening. But let's go back to talking about reading. Alan stopped by Claire's house to return a book he borrowed.
I stopped reading it halfway through. It felt like nothing significant was happening.
Oh no. I know it's a slow burn, but keep trying. Sometimes the best things are worth the wait.
All right, I'll try to pick it up again. Can you give me a hint on what to expect without giving away any spoilers?
This has happened to all of us. Sometimes, like Alan, we try to read a book that we just can't finish.
I stopped reading it halfway through.
But Claire thinks that sometimes the best things are worth the wait. So she said,
I know it's a slow burn, but keep trying.
If a book is a slow burn, its story takes its time to develop, slowly becoming more interesting as you read further, even though it might need some patience at the beginning.
All right, I'll try to pick it up again. Can you give me a hint on what to expect without giving away any spoilers?
If you try to pick up a book again, you are making an effort to start reading it again. You're basically giving the book a second chance. And do you know what spoilers are? Spoilers are information or details that reveal important plot points or surprises in a book, movie, or TV show. Potentially spoiling the experience for someone who hasn't seen or read it yet. When I first started reading novels in English, there were books that I gave up on because the vocabulary was too difficult and I couldn't follow the plot. Now, that's not the case for me anymore. I found that the more I read in English, the easier it became. But still, sometimes I just want to enjoy a book that it's written in my mother tongue. So, I invited Shauna Miller from State Library New South Wales. Shauna, welcome to the Learn English podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Is it true that we can find books in languages other than English in our local libraries?
Yes, you can. Most public libraries have collections. They're basically for the communities in their local government area. So if there's a big community of Arabic speakers, Vietnamese, Croatian, libraries generally cater for their local communities. If, however, you're a Russian speaker living in Fairfield and there isn't a collection there for you, you can then come request books from the State Library, and we loan boxes of books at a time, not just one or two, but an entire box of books. It's free service. We will send it out to Fairfield Library where you are, and you go into the library and borrow it from them.
I know that libraries have a lot of books for learning English, but are there any other services that can support our language learning journey?
Oh, definitely. Prior to coming on to do this podcast, I actually contacted some of the public libraries and I was overwhelmed with the type of programs they have for people learning English. There are bilingual story times, there are let's chat sessions, there's conversation classes, there's English conversation classes at an elementary level through to a more advanced level. Most libraries have a program for people to learn languages, but once again, I would recommend that you contact your local library to see what programs that they can offer you.
And all these services are for free?
Oh, definitely, yes. And libraries really want people to come in. They spend a lot of time and effort putting these programs together, and they really want as many people as possible to take part. So if you do nothing else, please visit your local library. They're there for you, and they love to help.
Thank you, Shauna. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to have your nose in a book?
What it means to have your nose in a book, that means you're really interested in the book. You almost can't put it down. You're really focused on reading this book.
What is a page turner?
Oh, a page turner. That's a book that's really, really interesting. You want to get to the end. You want to see what happens. It's so good that it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be asleep, but you're still reading.
This is my favorite part. Let's practice by repeating after Alan and Claire. First, the phrases to talk about reading a book and enjoying it.
I tore through this book in a day.
I couldn't put it down.
I stayed up all night reading. It's such a page turner.
And when we didn't enjoy the book, we can say,
I couldn't get into it.
I stopped reading it halfway through.
And if we want to start a conversation with someone about reading books, we could ask,
have you read any good books lately?
Are you reading anything interesting at the moment?
If you wish to continue your practice, we have prepared learning notes with more phrases on our website, where you can also find quizzes to test your listening and understanding skills. Visit sbs.com.au/learnenglish or engage with us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for learning with me.
This was an SBS Learn English podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode.